Christian Parenting.
This is Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm your host, Christy Hayes, mama to two, founder of Be Strong Story, and author of the children's book, The Lunchbox Note, a true story of how a lunchbox note that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, changed our life, and created a mission for our family. Join us each week for conversations that inspire our families to live out true compassion, kindness, and what it looks like to be love and do good in our communities. It may take us out of our comfort zones, you guys, but I promise it will put us on a path to see others, love others, and quite possibly change the world. Hey everyone, happy new year. It is 2024. I cannot believe it, but I am so excited for this new year and for our new podcast community. We just cannot thank you enough for sticking with us for so long, and we're excited to start 2024 with you. Today, I'm going to take you through a step-by-step process of how to create a family mission with your family and how to implement it. I have on the show notes a family mission guide that you can follow along with, as well as a video that is linked so that you can follow along with this. You can listen to it or you can actually watch it. This is something that I love to do with families. I've done it for years and years with my own family and then taught it to others. But I think it's so important to have a mission, a goal. What do you want your family to be known for? I think a lot of times we do this personally, but we don't do it as a family. And so I always know that if we have goals or if we have something we're shooting for, we're going to get there if we have a plan. And so that's what I want to give you today. I want to give you a plan, a family mission plan, and how to implement that plan out. So make sure you go to the show notes. You can follow along with the guide or you can watch this on the link. And we are so excited to get started. So come along with me as we build a family mission together. We're just going to dive into what we're teaching this January. And I really feel like this topic we're going to teach on today, which is building family mission, this is really the foundation of all the other topics. They kind of come alongside those. This is like the bedrock. And I think a lot of times we think of goals. It's the new year and we have these vision boards and we have these goals for ourselves, but we don't do them with our family. We think, what is a legacy that I want to leave? What are the things that I want people to say about me? But I want you to think about this with your family. I want you to think about the legacy and the impact you're leaving as a family. So if you were to leave your neighborhood and move, what would people say about the Hayes family? What are some of the words that they would use? And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to dive into what that looks like. I want to give you some expectations first. So many times as parents, we come into these things and we think, okay, I'm going to set my family down at this table. We're going to go over family mission. We're going to change the world. They're going to love it. It's going to be so awesome. And I just want to stop you right there because quite honestly, what happens when we do this is we're disappointed. I remember when I first did this family mission with my kids. I have a 9 and 11-year-old, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is the best idea. My kids are going to change the world. They're going to be so empathetic after this. And trying to hold their attention, first of all, was a feat in itself. You know, you have the distractions, you have all these different things. And so I first want to just give you the freedom to know that when you do these things, when you do these teachings, when you implement, it will not be perfect. And it might not even look like what you want it to look like. So I want to free you from those expectations. Some of you have younger children. To get your kids to sit at a table for an extended period of time is going to be difficult and it's going to be hard. Some of you have teenagers and they, when you say, hey guys, we're going to spend some time talking about our family values and our mission, you're going to probably get some eye rolls. But that's okay. It's okay. It does not have to be perfect. I just want to set that up for you in advance. So before we start, before I kind of take you through this family mission guide, you guys got it on your PDF. You can print that out, go along with it with me, or you can have it on your computer. What you're first going to do is you're going to look at your calendar. So if you're like me and our family, we have two different kids in two different sports across the city. Many nights we are not together. And so for us to do something like this, where we're sitting together, where we're going through this family mission, I've got to look at my calendar and figure out a date that we're actually all together. So that's the first thing I want you to do. I want you to think of a day, look at your calendar, put it on your calendar, tell your husband, tell your kids, this is the day, this is what we're going to do. And then I want you to get rid of distractions. So make sure the TV's not on in the background. Make sure that phones are up and away. Don't let your teenagers be looking at those underneath the table. Just make sure that they know the expectation. Hey guys, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about this, but it's going to be distraction free. I just need you to pay attention for a bit. The other thing I don't want you to do is have to make it some big production. This doesn't have to be some fancy, crazy meal. It doesn't have to be this special, you know, thing that you do. It really could just be a night that you're home and eating pizza. We make it super casual. And the reason is because it helps us be free to just chit chat as a family. It doesn't have to be some big production. I actually hope it's not. I hope it's something that as you continue to do this, it just comes into your everyday life. So we're gonna go ahead and get started. And so what you're gonna do is you're gonna sit around and you're gonna figure out what your family mission is. You can absolutely use ours. Ours is, if you're not familiar with our family mission and what our company's about, it is from a lunchbox note that my husband wrote my son who was having a hard time on the playground. It says, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone. That's our family mission. It's quick, it's to the point. We'll go over what that is as we go through this. But yours can be something different. And that's what this page is, what matters to us is about. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna ask each family member. So however many family members you have around the table, you're gonna ask them one question. What does our family want to be known for? What does your family want to be known for? And so those are things like, Do you want to be a kind family, a compassionate family, an adventurous family? What are the things that your family, if you were to leave the neighborhood, if you were to move, what would people say about you? And so kind of talk about that, what that's like. What we usually do is we have a chalkboard in the background and we sit the chalkboard and we start writing. No answer is wrong. Every answer is fine. You're going to have some answers that as a parent, you're going to look at your kid and be like, seriously? That's what you want us to be about? Don't do that. Let them come up with their answers. There is no wrong answer here. What is our family about? It's just another word, another phrase to kind of get you going. And then I want you to think about what are your core values? What does your family want to live by? And what I mean by that, your core values, they're just words that represent who your family is or what you want your family to be about. For instance, when I go around this with my family, we just did this recently. We have a big bulletin board here and I just start writing down. So my little girl will say, I want to be kind. I want to be compassionate. You know, all the things. And I'm like, yes, girl, that's what I want. But then my son is like, I want to be funny and I want to, you know, be adventurous and I want to do funny fart noises and I want to do all these things. Because he wants us to be a family that's fun. And that's awesome. That is also an incredible core value. And so we write all those on there. And I ask you parents to not just make this about your kids, like what are their core values, but I want the parents to chime in too. So really talk about what you guys want as your core values as well. So when we do this, we put it all on the chalkboard and we have a plethora of things. We had justice seekers, kindness, compassion, funny, adventurous, loyal. We had all these different things. And then what we did is we went around and we circled the top five. And so we kind of went around and just voted and said, okay, after we look at all these, what is the top five that we really want to be about? And so that's how we made our mission. And that's how we kind of make our mission, how I want you to make your mission, is to figure out how are you going to live out those values. That is how you kind of make your mission for your family. So you've got all your values, and then you, with those values, kindness, compassion, adventure, loyalty, love, you put those on the board, you circle which ones are kind of the top five, and then you can make your mission out of that. You might want to come back to this after you do the rest, but for instance, I would make your mission something that is very easy to remember. That's not some long drawn out paragraph. That's just like a couple words, that's a phrase that you guys can remember and see daily and then learn how to live that out. And that's what we're going to talk about more. So after you do that page, you're going to go to the Be Strong page. And this is kind of going off our mission. Again, you can take this mission and run with it. We have many families who use this mission. It's not our families. It's not just ours. We really would love to share this. And so if you just want to use this, you can use it. Be strong. Ask your family, what does it mean to be strong? What's cute with this is you'll have little kids who are like, I have big muscles and I'm like Superman, and they say all those cute things. And you can really flesh that out. You can really talk about, what does that mean? How does that make you feel to be strong? You can talk about that. You have older kids who say maybe being strong to them is standing up for what's right. Being for someone who's vulnerable. Those are all ways that you can be strong. For our family specifically, the way that we think about being strong is being strong in who you are, who you were created to be. And the reason that I want my kids to know who they are and be strong in who they are, their flaws, their strengths, all those things, is because there will be a time that someone says something about them that's untrue. And if they know who they are and they're strong in who they are, when they hear someone say something that's untrue about them or negative about them, they won't believe that. And how many times in our life have we heard something at a young age? You are fat, you are ugly, you are mean, you are blah, blah, blah. And we carry that into who we are when we're 40 years old. And so I want to teach our family and other families to help their kids be strong in who they are. We're going to do a whole nother topic, a whole nother teaching topic about raising confident kids and how to speak over them, love and life, so that they know who they are. But this is what this means, to be strong in who they are. The beautiful thing about being strong in who you are and confident in who you are, your flaws, your strengths, all those things, is that when you are around a confident person, they give you the permission to be who you are. And so when I'm around someone who is totally fine in their own skin, it gives me permission to be confident in who I am. It's kind of like this domino effect. And so that's what I want to teach my kids, is to be strong. How can you use your strength, this trait, to help others? That's what I mean by that. You're helping others because you are confident. When I'm teaching our kids to be confident and to be strong in who they are, they get to teach and help others be strong in who they are. I love it when my daughter, I have most stories for her because she's so different. So another thing that you're going to have is you have a lot of different kids with a lot of different personalities. And so some of your kids are going to live this out in a way that's very strong and very obvious and very verbal. And then you're going to have some kids who are more quiet about it. And just because they're different kids and different personalities, that's okay. They live it out in different ways. My son is shyer. He's quieter. His strength comes in this quiet, still leadership, but he's very strong in his own way. And then I have Carter May, who is obviously confident in who she is, and she's not afraid of things. She's fearless. And so it shows differently. So just know your kids are going to exemplify this in different ways, and to lean into how they show their strength. The next thing is protect the weak. This is one of my favorite ones. And I think a lot of times when we think of weak, we think of those who are on the streets, or we think of people who are sick, or we think of all these different people. But what I want my kids to know is that weakness is actually not a bad thing. Weakness, when you say that you are weak, because all of us are going to be weak at some point, when we ask for help, that's actually the bravest thing. When we actually tell someone, I'm feeling weak, I'm feeling like I can't do this, that is one of the bravest things. And so I want to teach my kids, it's okay to be weak. Some days you're going to be weak and you're going to need to ask for help. And so protecting the weak is just protecting those who need a little extra something, whether it be your personality, light for the day, whether it be something tangible that you give someone. But it's really just teaching our kids to keep their eyes wide open to other people who are going through things. We have this phrase in my house that's eyes wide, lights shine. And all that means, I say it every day when my little girl goes out the door, and all that means is that she's keeping her eyes wide open to those around her. And so before she sits down at lunch, she scans the room and she says, is there anyone who's sitting by themselves? Okay, that's my cue to go sit with that person. She can scan the recess and say, is there anyone playing by themselves? Is there anyone without a buddy? I can go do that. But it's the same for us as adults. How many times have we been in a work environment or at the park playing with our kids and we're all with a bunch of, you know, friends, and then there's that one mom or that one dad who's kind of the outcast who never gets to talk to, or maybe they're going through something in their personal life and no one really wants to bring it up, and so they're kind of on the outskirts. That's our cue to go in there and to bring them in. So Protect the Weak can mean a lot of different things. We work with a homeless community, and they are some of the strongest people that I know, but sometimes they just need a little help to get through because they don't have some of the things that I have, that I was born with. They don't have the home life that I have. So there's a lot of obstacles that they have to face. So protecting the weak, honestly, is just keeping your eyes wide open. We've given you different boxes here, and I really want the adults to make sure that they do this too. Okay, where at home can we protect the weak? Maybe you have some major sibling rivalry going on in your home. Maybe you have kids who do not get along, who are fighting all the time with each other. This is a great thing to talk about, to say, hey, at home, a lot of times, we're not treating each other the way that we need to, and we need to stand up for each other a little bit more. At work, you know, extracurricular, my kids play sports and do different things. At school, even volunteering, where you can volunteer to protect weak. So there's so many different places, and you and your family all have different ways that you can do it, all have different ways, and you guys can talk a little bit about that. The last phrase for our family's mission is love everyone. And this is seems so easy, right? It's what we're called to do, love everyone. But honestly, this is my hardest and one of my least favorite, because it really does mean love everyone, even the crappy people, even the people who are rude, even the people who treat you bad. That's what we're trying to teach our kids, is that you're loving everyone. And that doesn't mean you don't put up boundaries. That doesn't mean that you don't stand up for yourself, but you can still love them. And so we, as parents, have to exemplify that. And that can be a really hard thing sometimes. One of the questions that we ask our kids is, how can we love everyone? And it's cute, you know, you'll have the younger kids who will have all these different things. We share, we give our toys away, you know, all these different things. But then when your kids get older, there are other ways that they can say how they can love everyone. The easy thing for kids and for adults to do is to love those who are easy to love. That's one of the questions. Write down those who are easy to love. Oh man, it's so easy to love people who love you back, who are sharing and caring and who are nice to you. That's easy. But it's really hard to love those who are hard to love. That can be in your own family. That can be in your extended family. That can be in your workplace, that can be at school. So as you guys are talking about this, think about the people who are hard to love. And this might take some more conversation, because this is hard. This is a hard one. But write down those who are hard to love, and then choose some ways that you can love them. And that could be as simple as taking cookies to your neighbor who is not so kind to you, who always writes you up for something. It's little things like that can make a huge difference. The next thing we're going to do is my most favorite thing. So you can talk a good game. You can have all these values. You can have mission and you can display it everywhere. But if you don't have a plan to actually live that mission out, there's like no point to even do this. You have to have a plan to live it out. You have to have a way to live it out. So putting our mission into action, this is the huge part. And this is where you're going to need your calendar again. So as you go back to that first page and you talk about what are your goals as a family when it comes to living out this message, to living out this mission. So you have this mission, and maybe it's to be kind and compassionate, and maybe it's to be adventurous and to love others. Maybe it's a couple phrases together. Maybe it's be strong, protect the weak, love everyone. Figure out ways that you can tangibly do that. We give you some ideas. There are different ways to serve, to volunteer, but you don't have to use those ideas. One of my favorite things to do is to go around the table to all the family members, and I love doing this with our kids, even when they were younger, and to ask them specifically, what is something that breaks your heart? What is something that maybe makes you sad that you wish you could fix? And the best thing is that as a parent, you get to say, that doesn't just have to make you sad. You actually can be the solution to that problem. And I believe that with all my heart. And I tell my kids that with all my heart. If I am sad about something, if something breaks my heart, if I'm passionate about seeing change and I'm just sad about it, that does nothing. It's my job to get involved. It's my job to care for those persons. It's my job to get out there and do something. And I don't want that to stress or overwhelm you to think, well, yeah, that's your company. That's what you do. It's not that. It doesn't have to be this big thing. You don't have to save all the children in Africa. You don't have to start a company. You don't have to start a nonprofit. It's these little, simple, tangible things that you can do with your family, whatever it is that you're passionate about. It could be as simple as sponsoring a child online from Compassion International or World Vision, and you're giving them $30 a month to have school, to have a meal, but you get to talk about that with your kids. You get to look them up. You get to see where they live. You get to show your kids that not everyone has a table like this. Not everyone has food in the refrigerator. I think perspective is everything. So when we are seeing others that have a different life than we do, and maybe that makes us sad, we can do something about that. We can be the solution. So ask your kids, what is something that they're passionate about? I have kids who are really passionate about animals. They hate the suffering of animals. Awesome. Let's go to the animal shelter. Let's figure out how we can volunteer there. We had this group of kids at our school, and they were really passionate about animals. And so there was this program that they went and they read to these scared animals. They just sat outside the little cage and they read to them. And that was something that they were passionate about, but it was a solution to something that broke their heart. There are so many ways that we can serve as families. A lot of times what happens is we are passionate about something. And so we'll call up a homeless shelter. This happens all the time. And we'll say, oh, my family really wants to serve. And they'll say, oh, yes, is your family all 16 years old or older? And you're like, no, my kids are like 7 and 5 and 10. And they're like, oh, sorry, you can't serve. And then we give up. And so it's really important that we keep finding places that lets our whole family serve. And that's going to be another topic, because that's something I think that we as a company, and that's what we do. We figure out how we can serve together as a family, that no one is excluded from that. So think about the things you're passionate about. Ask everyone around the table and then figure out where those places are. Is it a homeless shelter? Is it an animal shelter? Is it an elderly home? And then really put names and places to those different things that you're passionate about. The next thing that you're going to do is a call to action. So you're going to go through your calendar again. You're going to go through this calendar and you're going to look at it and you're going to say, okay, such and such is, Susie is really passionate about older people, which I so am. I love them. I could literally go to a nursing home every single day. I love them so much. So Susie is passionate about that. So what we're going to do is we're going to find an assisted living, because assisted livings are more apt to have the whole family come in than a nursing home. And so we're going to go to assisted living home. And we are going to ask them if we can come in with our family and we can do crafts with them. And so we're going to find an assisted living home that's 5-10 miles away. We are going to call them and we're going to figure out what's a date. And so you have the name of the place and then you have the date you're going to go. And so those are all ways, and I encourage you, you might have to take another night to do that, but that's all ways that you can make that mission actually come to fruition. I didn't know that was going to rhyme, but that was pretty good. You make that mission come to fruition, because otherwise it's just a bunch of things on a paper. And I don't want that to happen. I want it to be tangible. I want it to be simple, that you guys can put that mission into action. One of the things that we have on the next page is just a check-in. And this is just a monthly or quarterly check-in that you can go with your family and say, okay, this was our mission at the beginning of the year. This is what we do. We review at the end of the year. This was our mission. This is what we wanted to live out. Did we do that? If we look back at our calendar, did we actually go and serve those people groups or the things that we were passionate about that broke our heart? Were we actually compassionate? Because that was one of our values. Were we actually kind to people? Were we actually adventurous this year as a family? Were we loyal to one another? So kind of review monthly if you're doing those things. I would suggest that you get with a group of other families. This has been so huge for us. So not only is it more fun with other families, but it also keeps you accountable. So if you have another group of families, for instance, we have a group of about 6 to 10 families in our community, and we serve monthly with them. And so what we've set up is every month we have a different place that we serve. It didn't take us long, you guys, to figure out places to do this with. And then we invite a bunch of families. So this Saturday, we're going to serve breakfast at a homeless shelter that we work with. And that's what we're going to do together. And it keeps us accountable because you have all these families doing it together, and you get to see the perspective change with families and kids. It's the most incredible thing. So get with other families. Figure out a mission together. It might not be the same mission, but you can still serve and do that with your family. So that is what we're going to do this month. Your one challenge, because I don't want to give you every month, like, here's your 27 steps to do, because it's never going to happen. I want to leave you every single month with just literally one thing to do. Your one thing, your one challenge for this month is to set up a time that you talk about this together. That's it. You set up an hour, you have pizza, you have ice cream, you set up an hour, you have 30 days to figure it out, 31 days to figure it out, and you set up a time and you talk about this. Do you have to finish it in that night? No. Does it have to be perfect? No. Does it have to be all these incredible words and values? No. It's just introducing this concept to your family. So that's the one challenge. So I would encourage you, after you watch this, after you kind of do this with your family, I would love for you to come to our community group. If you're not on our Facebook online group, I encourage you to get on there and to really talk about some of the things that you're doing, because I honestly get most of my ideas from other families. That is where we get a lot of our tools. I've been working with families for a long time, and these families who are older than us, who have older kids, I always interview them and say, what did you do? Why are your kids respectful? Why are your kids loving? Why are your kids doing these huge, amazing things in the world? And then I learn from them. And so it is so important that we share. I love to share, and I love other families to share. Share what they learn. Share what's working in their family, what's not working, or if you have an issue because your kid's a certain age, maybe someone else has a certain age. So share, share, share in our community Facebook group. Hey everyone, I hope this was helpful for you as you create a family mission with your family. Please let me know how I can help. I would love to hear what missions you come up with. You can always tag us on Instagram at Be Strong Story, all one word. And we are so excited to do 2024 with you. We have some really incredible guests that are going to be on here to help us be love and do good as a family and in our communities. Thanks so much for sticking with us. We can't wait for this new year, and we look forward to spending time with you. Happy 2024, and we'll see you next week.